Have you ever looked in the mirror and felt like the person staring back at you doesn't match who you know you could be? Maybe on the outside, everything seems fine. You smile when you're supposed to. You show up. You function. But deep down, there's a quiet voice asking, "Is this really my life?" Not in a dramatic way, not in chaos, but in stillness. In that subtle ache you feel at night when the world goes quiet. The truth. You were never meant to stay the same. You were designed to evolve, to break cycles, to outgrow the version of you that once felt safe, but now feels like a cage. This episode isn't about surface-level change. It's not about productivity hacks or fake motivation. It's about burning down the limits you didn't even know you were living under. It's about choosing yourself, fully, unapologetically, and walking away from the version of you that was shaped by fear, by doubt, by survival. Because the life you want, it's not just waiting for you, it's waiting on you. Waiting on the moment you decide, "I'm done repeating, I'm ready to become." So if you're tired of watching your potential from the sidelines, if you're ready to break the cycle and start over, not from scratch, but from experience, this episode is for you. 14 steps, each one a shift, each one a challenge, each one a door back to yourself. Let's begin. 1. Destroy the limiting beliefs holding you back. There's a moment in life when you pause, not because you're tired, not because you're weak, but because something inside you whispers, "This can't be all there is." And in that quiet space between one breath and the next, you realize you've been living under a weight you never truly questioned. A weight made not of circumstances, but of beliefs. Quiet, invisible thoughts that shaped your choices, your reactions, your identity, without ever asking for permission. And maybe that's where you are right now. Stuck, confused, wanting to change, but held back by something you can't quite name. The truth is, you can't reinvent yourself without facing the stories you've been telling yourself, those beliefs that whisper, "I'm not good enough. It's too late. People like me don't get to have a better life." And here's the thing. Most of those beliefs didn't even start with you. Maybe they came from a parent who projected their fears onto you. Maybe from a teacher who saw your struggle, but not your potential. Maybe they came from a moment of failure that left a mark deeper than you ever admitted. And from there, your mind did what all minds do. It built a story around that pain, a story to keep you safe, a story that says, "Don't try again, don't risk it, don't hope too much." But the mind doesn't just tell stories, it repeats them, it rehearses them until they feel like facts, and once those beliefs settle in, they become filters. Everything you see about yourself, your strengths, your potential, even your future, is filtered through that lens. And if that lens is clouded by fear or shame or unworthiness, then your entire world becomes smaller, more limited, more closed off to possibility. That's why the first step in any real transformation is not action, it's awareness. You have to stop and ask, "What do I believe about myself? And is it true?" Not just intellectually, but emotionally. Feel the words. "I'll never be enough. I always mess things up. People always leave." Where did those beliefs come from? Who told you that? And when did you stop questioning it? The painful part? Most of us never stop to ask. We accept these beliefs like furniture in a room we grew up in. We never chose them, but we learn to live around them. That ends today. Because reinvention doesn't happen around your limiting beliefs. It begins when you tear them down. And this isn't about fake affirmations or pretending everything's fine. It's about truth. Honest, uncomfortable truth. Maybe you've failed before. Maybe you've been rejected, ignored, underestimated. That's real. But what's not real is the belief that those moments define your future. They don't. They never did. You are not your past. You are not the worst thing that ever happened to you. And you are not the voice in your head telling you to stay small. So how do you begin to dismantle those beliefs? You start by writing them down. All of them. Every thought that feels like a wall. I'm not smart enough. No one will ever love me. I don't deserve success. Write them. Say them out loud. And then challenge them. Ask, where did this come from? What is the evidence for it? And what has believing this cost me? You'll notice something powerful happens when you put those thoughts on paper. They lose their grip. They stop floating around in the shadows of your mind, and you can finally see them for what they are. Old echoes from a version of you that was doing the best they could with the pain they had. And once you've faced those beliefs, you replace them. Slowly, patiently, honestly. Not with cheesy mantras, but with grounded truths. Like, I may not be where I want to be yet, but I am growing. I deserve to give myself another chance. What I've been through doesn't define what I can become. You begin speaking to yourself not like a critic, but like a mentor, like someone who actually wants to see you succeed. And every time that old belief tries to pull you back into fear, you pause and you choose again. You choose growth. You choose hope. You choose action. Because the greatest reinvention isn't about becoming someone else. It's about remembering who you were before fear taught you to shrink. You have so much more in you than you realize, but you'll never access it as long as you keep playing by the rules fear gave you. So I'll ask you this. What belief are you ready to let go of? And what could your life become if you finally did? This is the moment you stop accepting old limits and start rewriting your story. 2. The courage to face your darkest fears. Fear is a strange companion. It rarely shouts, it whispers, and most of the time it doesn't tell you don't do it. Instead, it asks questions. What if you fail? What if they laugh? What if you're not enough? And in those moments, when you pause, when you hesitate, fear wins. But here's the hard truth. You cannot reinvent your life if you keep letting fear sit in the driver's seat. And I'm not talking about surface-level fears, like public speaking or flying. I'm talking about the ones you don't even like admitting out loud. The fear of being judged, the fear of being alone, the fear of truly trying and still not being enough, the fear of actually succeeding and not knowing what comes next. We all carry those fears, even the strongest among us, especially the strongest, because fear, ironically, grows in silence. The more you avoid it, the bigger it becomes. The more you pretend it's not there, the deeper its roots go. So if you're serious about reinventing yourself, if you truly want to live differently, you have to be willing to look your fear in the eye, not to destroy it, but to understand it. Because fear is not your enemy. It's your signal. It shows you where your growth lives. Think about it. The biggest breakthroughs in your life didn't come when you felt safe. They came when you leaned into discomfort, when you walked into the unknown with shaking hands and a hopeful heart. That's courage. Not the absence of fear, but the refusal to let fear decide who you become. So how do you start facing those fears? First, name them, not vaguely. Be specific. Write them down. Say them out loud. I'm afraid of failing at this new job. I'm afraid no one will ever love me for who I really am. I'm afraid of becoming like my parents. Whatever it is, own it. Because you cannot conquer what you won't confront. Next, trace it back. Where did that fear begin? Was it a comment someone made? A moment that scarred you? A failure you never processed? You might be surprised how often the fear that controls your present was born in a moment long forgotten. And once you see that, it begins to lose its grip. Now ask yourself, what is this fear protecting me from? Because believe it or not, every fear is trying to keep you safe. Safe from pain, safe from embarrassment, safe from loss. But in doing so, it often keeps you safe from growth, from joy, from life. So here's the key. Don't try to eliminate fear. Learn to act alongside it. Let it be in the room, but don't let it make your decisions. Start small. Make a phone call you've been avoiding. Speak your mind in a conversation where you'd usually stay silent. Take the first step toward a dream that feels too big. And when your heart races and your hands shake, remember, that's not weakness. That's the sound of you stepping into your power. Because every time you face a fear and keep moving, you prove something to yourself. I can do hard things. And that proof, that inner evidence, starts to rebuild the trust you may have lost somewhere along the way. You'll also find that most of the fears you carry are built on assumptions, not facts. We fear rejection, but don't ask. We fear failure, but never try. We fear being seen, but never let anyone close enough to know us. And yet, when you do the thing you fear, when you show up fully and take the risk, you realize the monster was never as big as you thought. Fear will always exist. It's wired into our biology, but it's not meant to rule us. It's meant to guide us toward the edge of our comfort zone, where all the growth happens. So I'll ask you this. What have you been avoiding because it scares you? And what would happen, not if you got rid of the fear, but if you moved through it anyway? The reinvention you're seeking doesn't exist on the other side of safety. It lives just beyond fear, in the space where courage takes root. So take the step, however small. Walk with the fear, not away from it. Because everything you want, everything you're meant to become, is waiting on the other side. 3. Unleashing the power of radical change. There comes a point in every reinvention journey where subtle adjustments aren't enough, where simply tweaking habits or thinking a little more positively just doesn't cut it. You feel it in your gut that this version of you is too small for the life you want to live, and in that moment the only way forward is through radical change. Now, that word, radical, can sound intimidating. It feels big, loud, drastic. And maybe it is. But sometimes the most radical thing you can do is whisper to yourself, I'm done living like this, and mean it. Radical change doesn't have to look like quitting your job overnight or moving across the country, though it might. More often, it's a decision made in quiet rebellion against the person you've outgrown. A refusal to keep living in autopilot. A choice to leap, not because it's safe, but because you know staying where you are is slowly killing something inside you. See, we're trained to believe that small, incremental progress is the only way to grow. And yes, consistency matters. But sometimes, the life you want is on the other side of a door that doesn't open with a key. It opens with a kick. Radical change is about disrupting the script, interrupting the pattern, asking, what if I don't wait for permission? What if I don't keep pretending this is fine? What if I finally say yes to what I've been avoiding? Think about the areas in your life where you feel drained, stuck, or numb. Is it a job that's just paying the bills but eating your soul? A relationship that's long expired but you keep reviving it out of fear? a version of yourself you've outgrown, but you keep performing because it's familiar. Radical change says, it's okay to let that go, even if you don't know exactly what's next, even if you're terrified, because transformation doesn't require certainty. It requires honesty. And the honesty to admit that something is no longer working is the first step to everything else. Sometimes, the boldest thing you can do is leave the comfort of the known for the discomfort of the possible. But let's be real, it's not easy. Radical change will almost always be met with resistance, from within, from others. People will question you, doubt you, maybe even walk away. Why? Because your growth confronts their stagnation. Your decision to leap makes them question why they're still standing still. But don't let that stop you, because you're not here to live a life that makes others comfortable. You're here to live one that makes you come alive. So what does radical change actually look like in practice? It might be walking away from a job that's safe but soul-crushing, to start building something that aligns with your values. It might be cutting ties with people who love the old version of you, but don't respect the one you're becoming. It might be speaking up for yourself in spaces where you've always stayed silent. It might mean investing in a coach, signing up for that course, changing your environment, deleting the apps, saying no without apology, or saying yes to something so big it makes your hands shake. Radical change often starts with one sentence, I'm not going back. That sentence becomes a compass. Every decision you make from that moment on either pulls you back to the old or propels you toward the new. And sure, there will be moments when you second-guess everything, when you'll wonder if the leap was worth it. But remember, the discomfort of growth is always better than the numbness of regret. You are allowed to want more. You are allowed to completely rewrite your life. You are allowed to be the person no one expected. You are allowed to stop surviving and start creating. So ask yourself this, if nothing changes, where will I be in 1 year? And then ask the harder question, what bold move am I avoiding because it scares me? You don't need to have it all figured out. You just need the courage to act on what you already know, because your reinvention doesn't begin when the timing is perfect. It begins when you decide to stop waiting. This is your moment. Take the leap. 4. Building unshakable confidence. Confidence is not something you're born with. It's something you build, piece by piece, day by day. And not in the moments when everything's going well, but in the quiet battles no one sees. The ones where you feel afraid, unsure, even defeated, but you still choose to show up. See, a lot of people think confidence comes from success, from results, from recognition, but that's backwards. Confidence isn't the outcome, it's the foundation. And if you keep waiting to feel confident before you take action, you'll stay stuck in place, watching your potential slip by one unmade decision at a time. Real confidence begins when you stop tying your worth to your performance, when you stop defining yourself by your mistakes or your insecurities, when you start treating yourself with the same patience and encouragement you'd offer someone you love. Think about how often you talk yourself down before you even begin. How many ideas you've buried before trying. How many doors you never knocked on because you assumed they'd never open. That voice of doubt, it's not truth. It's just a habit. And like any habit, it can be broken. Confidence grows every time you take action despite your doubts. Every time you step into a room and own your presence, even when your hands are shaking. Every time you speak up, risk being misunderstood, and show the world who you are anyway. But here's the secret, no one tells you. Confidence isn't loud. It doesn't always look like charisma or swagger. Sometimes it's quiet, steady, subtle. It's the way you carry yourself, the way you make eye contact, the way you stay true to your values when it would be easier to follow the crowd. And most of all, confidence is built in private, in the decisions you make when no one's watching, waking up early when you said you would, finishing what you start, keeping promises to yourself, not because anyone's keeping score, but because you are. Confidence is the reward of integrity. That means showing up for yourself when it's hard, not perfectly, not flawlessly, just consistently, because every time you do, you send a message to your subconscious. I can trust me. I've got my own back. And yes, there will be setbacks. You'll fall short. You'll get rejected. You'll have days where you feel like a fraud. But confidence isn't about never falling. It's about getting back up with clarity and compassion instead of shame. So if you want to become someone who radiates confidence, stop chasing perfection. Chase alignment. Start living in a way that reflects your values, even when it's uncomfortable, especially when it's uncomfortable. Do the hard things. Have the hard conversations. Follow through on the little things. Because confidence isn't just a feeling. It's a reputation you build with yourself. It also helps to remember this. No one else is thinking about your flaws as much as you are. Most people are too busy worrying about their own. So stop editing yourself for approval. Stop waiting for someone to validate your potential. You don't need permission to believe in who you are becoming. Confidence isn't given, it's earned. And it's earned in the moments when you decide to believe in yourself, before the world does. So here's the question. What would your life look like if you stopped waiting to feel ready and started showing up as if you already were? You don't have to fake it. You just have to commit. Show up, speak up, and watch who you become in the process. Because confidence isn't about being certain, it's about being willing. And the moment you're willing to bet on yourself, everything begins to change. 5. Embracing the power of consistent action. If there's one truth that separates those who reinvent their lives from those who only dream about it, it's this. Change doesn't happen in bursts of inspiration. It happens in the quiet discipline of consistent action. We often look at people who have achieved something extraordinary and assume they must have had some kind of breakthrough moment, one giant leap, one stroke of genius. But that's almost never the full story. Behind every big transformation is a thousand small, often invisible choices, made day after day, especially when no one is watching. Consistency isn't glamorous. It doesn't get applause. In fact, it's often boring, repetitive, unseen. But it's the most powerful force you have. Because when you show up daily, when you honor your commitments, even when you're tired or uninspired, you're building something deeper than momentum. You're building identity. Think about it. Every time you follow through on what you said you'd do, you cast a vote for the kind of person you want to be, and those votes add up, not in a week, not even always in a month, but over time, they form a foundation so strong that doubt has nowhere to stand. And yet, this is where most people get stuck, not because they lack vision, but because they lack patience. We live in a world obsessed with speed, fast results, instant gratification. But reinvention doesn't work that way. Growth is slow. And the deeper the change, the longer it takes to see the fruit. That's why consistency requires trust. Trust that the process is working, even when you can't see it yet. Trust that your effort isn't wasted, even when it feels like nothing's changing. And trust in yourself, that you're capable of staying the course, even when motivation fades. And it will fade. Motivation is a spark. It's useful, but it's unreliable. If you rely on it, you'll quit the first time things get uncomfortable, But consistency, that's different. Consistency is a system, a decision, a practice. And it's the only thing that turns vision into reality. So how do you stay consistent in a world full of distractions, setbacks, and self-doubt? Start small. Too often we aim for massive change and burnout within days. But the people who build lasting transformation, they master the art of small wins. They focus on progress, not perfection. They create routines that are realistic, flexible, and sustainable. Track your habits. Celebrate small victories. Forgive the off days, but don't let them turn into off weeks. And remember, showing up at 40% is always better than waiting to feel 100% ready. You also need to reconnect with your why. When your routine feels dull, when resistance shows up, and it always does, go back to your reason. Why did you start this journey? Who are you doing this for? What would it cost you to give up now? Remind yourself that every small action matters. Every workout, every page you write, every boundary you set, every morning you get up and choose to keep going, it all counts, even when it's quiet, especially when it's quiet. And if you're wondering whether any of this is worth it, ask yourself this: what would happen if I kept going, even just a little, every day, for the next year? Because 1 year of consistent action can create a life you barely recognize. 1 year of scattered effort, that creates frustration. You don't need to be perfect, you just need to keep showing up. Reinvention is not a destination, it's a rhythm, a dance between effort and grace, a choice to keep moving, even when it feels slow. Because the person you're becoming, they're not born in grand moments. They're built in the repetition, in the ordinary, in the days that don't feel special. So here's your challenge. Stop looking for intensity. Start choosing consistency. Because the small things you do every day, they matter more than you think. And one day, you'll look back and realize you didn't just change your habits, you changed your life. 6. Mastering the art of adaptability. If there's one truth life guarantees, it's this: things will not go according to plan. No matter how carefully you build your vision, how detailed your goals, or how clear your path may seem, something will change. Life will surprise you. And in those moments, the difference between those who evolve and those who collapse lies in one skill: adaptability. Adaptability isn't about giving up on your dreams. It's about staying committed to the outcome, even if the path twists and turns in ways you never expected. It's the quiet strength of someone who says, "This didn't go the way I hoped, but I'm not done yet." We admire people who succeed against the odds, but what we don't often see is that most of their success came not from perfect planning, but from how quickly they adjusted when everything fell apart. Because life will fall apart at times. You'll face disappointments, rejections, delays, setbacks. Maybe you'll lose a job you thought was secure. Maybe someone you trusted will let you down. Maybe you'll pour your heart into something that ends up going nowhere. And in that moment, you'll have two options: resist it or adapt. Resisting change only creates suffering. The more you cling to how things were supposed to go, the more you delay the wisdom and growth that come with accepting reality as it is. Adaptability, on the other hand, is not weakness. It's resilience in action. It's the mindset that says, "This wasn't in the plan, but I can work with it." And let's be clear, adaptability doesn't mean lowering your standards or letting life push you around. It means being flexible with the how while staying anchored to your why. It means you stay rooted in your purpose, but you remain open to new ways of getting there. Look at nature. Nothing survives without adaptability. Trees bend in the wind so they don't break. Animals evolve or go extinct. Rivers don't fight the rocks, they flow around them. There's wisdom in that. Because rigidity might make you feel safe in the short term, but over time, it makes you fragile. Adaptability, on the other hand, makes you unstoppable. So how do you become more adaptable? Start by questioning your attachment to certainty. Notice how often you find yourself resisting what is, wishing things were different, or trying to force control. Then pause and ask, what else is possible here? What can I learn from this? That shift in thinking opens the door to creativity, flexibility, and new solutions. Another powerful mindset: expect change, not in a pessimistic way, but in a way that prepares you. If you expect the unexpected, you stop being shocked by every twist. You develop a calm readiness, a mental flexibility that says, whatever comes, I'll adjust. Also, develop emotional range. Life isn't just about navigating strategy, it's about processing emotion. Disappointment, frustration, confusion, these are all normal parts of change. The more you learn to feel them without becoming them, the more gracefully you can move forward. And don't forget, adaptability is a skill. The more you practice it, the better you get. Try new things, step out of routine, put yourself in unfamiliar situations on purpose. Each time you stretch your comfort zone, you're teaching your brain, change is not danger, change is growth. In today's world, where everything shifts rapidly, adaptability isn't optional anymore. It's a superpower. Those who cling to the old ways will be left behind. Those who stay flexible will thrive. So here's a question to sit with. Where in your life are you resisting what's already changing? And what could happen if you stopped fighting and started adapting? The truth is, reinvention is not a straight line. It's a living, breathing process. And the more you learn to pivot with grace, the more you'll realize it's not the strongest who succeed, it's the most adaptable. Because change is coming, whether you're ready or not. The power lies in how you respond. 7. Cultivating a life of purpose and fulfillment. There's a quiet ache that many people carry, a sense that on the surface things might look fine, maybe even successful, but deep down, something feels empty, like you're checking all the right boxes but missing the point. That ache isn't a flaw. It's not weakness. It's a signal from somewhere deep inside, asking you to live with more purpose. Reinvention without purpose is like running full speed without a direction. You might move fast, you might even achieve a few milestones, but at the end of the day, you'll still feel lost. Because fulfillment doesn't come from just doing more, it comes from doing what actually matters. Purpose isn't some big, dramatic life mission. It doesn't have to involve changing the world or writing your name in history books. Often it's quiet, it's deeply personal, it's found in how you show up for others, in the values you live by, in the way your actions reflect what you truly care about. And here's where a lot of people get stuck. They wait for purpose to show up like a lightning bolt, but purpose isn't found, it's built. It's something you uncover by paying attention to your life, to the things that light you up, to the problems that break your heart, to the moments where you lose track of time because you're fully immersed. Ask yourself, when do I feel most alive? When do I feel useful? What could I do for hours, even if no one noticed? Those are clues, and the more you follow them, the more aligned your life becomes. But purpose isn't just about passion, it's about responsibility. It's about deciding that your life is not just about what you get, but about what you give. That your energy, your time, your voice, they matter. And you have the power to use them in ways that lift others, not just yourself. The beauty of purpose is that it simplifies things. When you know what truly matters to you, decisions become easier. You stop saying yes to things that drain you. You stop chasing goals that don't align with your core. You stop comparing yourself to people walking different paths. You focus. You commit. You build a life that feels real, not just impressive. And the best part? A life of purpose is deeply fulfilling, not because it's easy, but because it's meaningful. You'll still face setbacks, still feel fear, still have days where you question everything, but underneath it all, there's a sense of direction, a sense that you're moving in the right direction, even when the road gets tough. So how do you start cultivating more purpose in your daily life? Start small. You don't have to figure out your life's mission today, but you can start acting in alignment with your values. If kindness matters to you, practice it. If creativity matters, prioritize time for it. If connection matters, reach out to someone. Purpose is lived through action, not theory. And here's something powerful. When your actions align with your values, you feel whole. You feel proud. You start to trust yourself more, and that inner alignment creates a calm confidence that no external achievement can replace. Don't wait until your life is perfect to live with purpose. Start with what you have, right now, in your current situation, in your current job, with your current resources. Purpose isn't out there, it's in here. It's a decision to bring meaning into the ordinary. To stop sleepwalking through your days and start asking, how can I show up with intention? How can I make this moment count? So here's your reflection. Are you living a life that's full or just full of things? And more importantly, what would your days look like if they were shaped not by pressure or distraction, but by purpose? Reinvention isn't just about doing things differently. It's about doing different things, because your life deserves to feel like it matters. Not someday, but today. 8. Building a supportive network for lasting reinvention. No matter how strong you are, no matter how disciplined or self-aware, you can't reinvent yourself alone. You're not meant to. Human beings are wired for connection, for community, for reflection through others. And when it comes to transformation, the people around you can either be your greatest fuel or your quiet undoing. We all know this deep down. Think about how much your environment shapes you. If you're surrounded by people who constantly complain, doubt themselves, and settle for less, it becomes harder, not impossible, but harder, to believe in your potential. But when you're around those who encourage you, challenge you, and remind you of who you're becoming, your world expands. The people you surround yourself with, your inner circle, become mirrors. They reflect back to you what's possible. They shape your standards. They influence your energy, your beliefs, your habits. That's why one of the most powerful steps you can take in your reinvention journey is to consciously curate your network. And that doesn't mean cutting off everyone who doesn't think like you. It's not about judgment. It's about alignment. It's about asking, does this person bring me closer to the life I want or further away? Do I feel inspired after being with them or drained? Do they hold me accountable to my growth or comfort me into staying the same? Sometimes the most difficult part of growth isn't the actions you need to take, but the relationships you need to reevaluate. And this isn't just about removing the wrong people, it's about finding the right ones. People who see your future, not just your past. People who speak life into your ideas. People who tell you the truth, not just what you want to hear. People who remind you, in the moments you forget, that you are capable of more. You don't need 100 of these people. You don't need to build a massive network overnight. One genuine connection can be more powerful than 20 surface-level relationships. So where do you find this kind of support? Start with intentionality. Reach out to people whose energy you admire. Join communities aligned with your values. Invest in mentorship, not just professionally, but personally. And just as importantly, be someone worth connecting with. Show up for others. Offer value. Be honest. Be vulnerable. That's what creates trust. That's what creates depth. You can also build a system of accountability. Find a friend or coach you can check in with regularly. Not someone who will shame you, but someone who will remind you of your goals when the noise of life gets loud. Because let's be honest, there will be days when you want to give up, when fear creeps back in, when doubt makes everything feel blurry. On those days, you'll need someone to look you in the eye and say, "I know this feels hard, but you're not going back." And sometimes that someone will be a voice in a podcast, a mentor you've never met, a book that speaks to your soul. That counts too. Support doesn't always have to be face-to-face, but it does have to be intentional. You have to seek it, create it, nurture it. Because reinvention is a marathon, not a sprint. And no one finishes a marathon without water stations, encouragement, and someone cheering at the final mile. So here's your reflection. Who's in your corner right now? Who are you listening to? Who are you allowing to shape your mindset, your habits, your future? And maybe more importantly, what kind of energy are you bringing into your own relationships? This isn't about cutting people off. It's about stepping into your next chapter with the right company. Because as you rise, not everyone will come with you. And that's okay. Some relationships were meant for who you used to be, not who you're becoming. Protect your energy. Surround yourself with people who believe in growth. Because when you walk this path with the right support, you don't just reinvent yourself, you stay reinvented. 9. Embracing failures and setbacks as stepping stones. There's a quiet lie that most of us believe at some point in our lives. The idea that failure is proof we're not good enough, that it means something is broken, or worse, that we are broken. But here's the truth, that reinvention demands you understand. Failure is not the opposite of growth. It's a necessary part of it. Think about it. What if the setback you're facing right now isn't the end of the road, but part of the map? What if it's not a detour, but a design? What if failure isn't the thing holding you back, but the thing preparing you? Every person you admire, every story of transformation that moved you, was built on a foundation of missteps, rejections, and hard-earned lessons. The only difference is, they didn't stop. They didn't take failure as a final answer. They took it as feedback, as fuel, as a sign that something needed to shift, not that they needed to shrink. And I get it. Failure hurts. It stings. It can make you doubt everything you once believed about yourself. But pain is not the enemy. The real danger is what pain can turn into if you let it. Bitterness, paralysis, shame. That's why reinvention requires a new relationship with failure. One where you stop asking, "Why did this happen to me?" and start asking, "What is this trying to teach me?" Because that shift changes everything. Failure teaches you what doesn't work. It sharpens your instincts. It humbles your ego. It forces you to reassess, reframe, and rebuild with more intention. In a strange way, it breaks you just enough to rebuild you stronger. But only if you stay in the game. Too many people let a single mistake become their identity. One bad launch, one failed interview, one broken relationship, and suddenly they're carrying that moment like a label. But you are not your low point. You are not that one chapter. You are the story that continues beyond it. Look at it this way. A failure only defines you if you stop writing. So how do you begin to reframe failure in your life? Start by acknowledging it. Don't sugarcoat it. Don't pretend it didn't hurt. Call it what it is. Feel what you need to feel. But then, do the deeper work. Ask, what did I learn? What strengths did this uncover in me? What would I do differently next time? Because reflection turns failure into wisdom. Then normalize it, talk about it, share it. The more you realize that everyone fails, especially the people doing meaningful things, the less shame you carry. Failure is not a flaw, it's a shared human experience. It connects us, it shapes us, and most importantly, use it. Let it stretch you. Let it teach you resilience, creativity, humility. Let it be the reason you grow deeper, not just taller. Because failure, when held properly, becomes one of the most honest mirrors you'll ever face. Here's something powerful to remember. Success isn't built by avoiding failure. It's built by learning how to walk through it with open eyes and an open heart. So I'll leave you with this. What failure are you still carrying like a burden, instead of holding it like a lesson? And if you could see it as a teacher, not a verdict, how would your next move change? You are not behind. You are becoming. Let every stumble sharpen you. Let every fall teach you how to rise. Because the road to reinvention is paved with broken pieces, and every step forward is proof that you're building something stronger. 10. Living your reinvention. Every day. Reinvention is not a one-time event. It's not a big announcement. It's not something you post online or declare to the world with a dramatic speech. Reinvention is quiet. It's daily. It's lived in the small, ordinary moments that no one claps for. Because becoming someone new isn't about a grand reveal. It's about consistency in the invisible. It's easy to romanticize transformation, to think it starts with one big moment of inspiration or a single decision that changes everything. But the truth is, real change happens in the repetition, in the practice, in the choice you make every morning to show up as the person you've decided to become, even when the old version of you feels more comfortable, more familiar, more accepted. The old habits don't vanish just because you've made a new decision. The old identity doesn't quietly walk away. It lingers. It tempts. It says, come back. It's easier here. And some days, it will be. But reinvention means you no longer live by what's easy. You live by what's aligned. Living your reinvention means you become intentional with your time, with your energy, with your words. You start asking different questions, not what do I feel like doing, but what would the next version of me choose right now? Not what's comfortable, but what's true to who I want to be. You begin to design your environment to support that version of yourself. You shift your morning routine. You guard your focus. You let go of distractions that used to own you. You say no more often, not out of arrogance, but out of clarity. You stop negotiating with your old patterns and start protecting your new ones. And perhaps most importantly, you give yourself grace, because some days you'll slip, you'll react in old ways, you'll procrastinate, you'll doubt, and that's okay. That doesn't mean the reinvention failed. It means you're human. The key is not perfection. The key is recommitment. You fall, and then you return. That's what separates those who truly change from those who only wish for it. It's not that they never fall back. It's that they know how to come back to themselves faster, with more honesty, more strength, and less shame. And slowly, almost without noticing, the new version of you becomes your default. The habits become identity. The choices feel natural. The growth becomes embodied. Until one day you realize you're not faking it anymore. You're living it. And not for applause, not for approval, but for you. Because this isn't about becoming someone else. It's about becoming who you were always capable of being before fear, doubt, and life got in the way. So here's the question. Are you living your reinvention daily? Or are you waiting for the perfect moment to begin? And if today was the only day that mattered, what would you choose to do differently? You don't need another fresh start. You don't need to wait for the new year or the perfect conditions. You just need to show up today as if you are already becoming because you are. 11. The power of patience and persistence in reinvention. In a world that rewards speed, patience can feel like weakness. We're told to hustle harder, move faster, optimize everything. But true reinvention, the kind that changes not just what you do, but who you are, doesn't happen in fast forward. It happens slowly, quietly, over time. And that's why patience isn't just a virtue on this path. It's a requirement. Because the early stages of change are often invisible. You'll plant seeds that don't bloom for months. You'll put in work without applause. You'll show up consistently, but feel like nothing's shifting. And in those moments, the temptation to quit is real. To say, what's the point? To go back to what's comfortable, even if it doesn't serve you anymore. But here's the truth most people don't want to hear. If you give up too soon, you'll never know how close you were to everything you've been asking for. Reinvention is not about perfection. It's about persistence. It's about showing up on the days you feel uninspired. It's about choosing progress over speed. It's about trusting that the small, quiet efforts you make every day are doing something, even if you can't see it yet. Think of the strongest trees. They don't grow tall overnight. They spend years building roots underground before anyone ever notices them. The same is true for your transformation. The early stages are foundational. They're unseen, but they're essential. And patience doesn't mean passivity. It doesn't mean waiting for life to change you. It means continuing the work, even when it's slow. It means knowing that what you're building is worth the time it takes. You may not be able to speed up the results, but you can slow down the self-doubt. You can breathe through the frustration. You can remind yourself that this process is not linear and that setbacks don't erase your progress. They're part of it. Persistence in its purest form is faith in motion. It's the belief that what you're doing matters, even when the world is silent. It's the discipline to keep walking the path, even when it feels like you're alone on it. And sometimes persistence looks like rest. It looks like choosing recovery instead of burnout. It looks like stepping back to reflect, not because you're giving up, but because you're gathering strength. Because you understand that reinvention isn't about grinding yourself into the ground. It's about honoring the long game. So how do you stay patient? How do you stay persistent when results are slow and motivation fades? You focus on the process, not just the outcome. You celebrate small wins. You create rituals that keep you grounded. You remind yourself daily of why you started. And you surround yourself with voices, real or virtual, that speak belief when your own voice wavers. Most importantly, you remember this. Slow growth is real growth. And what comes slowly often lasts longer. So let me ask you, what are you building right now that requires your patience? What progress have you dismissed simply because it wasn't fast enough? The journey of reinvention isn't measured in leaps, it's measured in steps. And every small step forward is an act of courage, of belief, of persistence. Don't let the world's obsession with urgency rob you of the power of steady progress. Because when you choose patience, when you choose to keep going, you're not just changing your life, you're changing who you become in the process. 12. Embracing the power of adaptability and flexibility. Life doesn't ask for your permission to change. It just does. It shifts without warning. It rearranges plans, tests your expectations, and at times turns everything upside down. And when that happens, when the ground beneath you moves, the question isn't, how do I stop this? The question is, how do I move with it without losing myself? That's the heart of adaptability and flexibility, not just reacting to change, but responding with intention, not bending so far that you break, but bending just enough to grow. Too often we confuse strength with control. We think being strong means holding the line, staying rigid, refusing to budge. But real strength, the kind that endures, comes from fluidity, from being able to shift your approach while keeping your values steady, from knowing when to pivot, when to let go, and when to lean in. Think of a tree in the wind. The ones that survive aren't the stiffest. They're the ones that sway. They absorb the pressure, adjust to it, and remain rooted. That's what flexibility gives you. It doesn't make you weak. It makes you durable. And in the process of reinvention, this matters more than ever. Because no matter how well you plan, no matter how clear your vision is, life will throw something unexpected at you. A delay, a disappointment, a loss. And in that moment, your success won't come from your plan. It'll come from your ability to adapt. Adaptability means you don't fall apart when things fall apart. It means you stay grounded in who you are, even when how you thought things would go changes completely. But let's be honest, it's hard. Letting go of control can feel terrifying, especially when you've worked so hard to create structure, to build momentum, to feel like you're finally moving forward. And then, suddenly, the path shifts. That's when the old reflexes kick in. Panic, resistance, frustration. But here's the thing. Resisting what's already changing only multiplies the pain. So how do you practice adaptability? You start by noticing your patterns. When something unexpected happens, do you shut down? Do you lash out? Do you try to force your way through it? Then pause and choose curiosity over control. Ask, what's the opportunity here? What can I learn from this shift? How can I use this instead of fight it? Flexibility also means staying open to new ways of thinking, new tools, new paths. Just because something used to work for you doesn't mean it still does. Growth requires upgrades, sometimes to your strategy, sometimes to your beliefs. This might mean switching directions, letting go of a timeline, admitting that something you were once passionate about no longer fits who you're becoming. That's not failure. That's evolution. And here's the beautiful part. The more flexible you become, the less life shakes you. You start moving with it, not against it. You learn to pivot with grace. You stop breaking down when things don't go right. And you start asking better questions. You become more resilient, more creative, more powerful. Because adaptability isn't about changing who you are. It's about adjusting how you express who you are, depending on what life requires of you. So here's the reflection. Where in your life are you holding on too tightly? What would happen if you let go, not of your dream, but of your need for it to happen in one specific way? Reinvention is not a rigid journey. It's a living process. And when you choose to meet life where it is, when you learn to bend, shift, and move with it, you stop fearing change. You start flowing with it. And in that flow, you find something powerful, not just survival, but momentum, not just endurance, but evolution. Let's move into one of the most important inner dimensions of reinvention. Here's the full reflective and empowering narrative for point 13, keeping the same immersive style. 13. Unleashing your inner power, the role of self-belief in reinvention. Everything you're trying to build, everything you dream of becoming, all the change you hope to create, it all hinges on one question. Do you believe you're capable of it? Not hope, not wish, believe. Self-belief is the quiet engine behind every act of transformation. Without it, motivation fades, habits crumble, plans stall. But with it, when you deeply trust in your capacity to grow, to rise, to evolve, you become unstoppable, because suddenly you're not working from doubt, you're working from conviction. But let's be honest, for many of us, that belief has been damaged by failure, by rejection, by voices from our past that told us we weren't enough. And over time, those voices can become your own. You stop trying, not because the dream isn't worth it, but because some part of you thinks you're not. This is where the real work begins. Reinvention isn't just about changing what you do. It's about changing what you believe about yourself. It's about challenging the inner critic that says, "You always mess this up." It's about rewiring your self-image from someone who struggles to someone who builds, from someone who avoids discomfort to someone who grows through it. Self-belief doesn't mean ignoring your weaknesses or pretending you're perfect. It means knowing you're worthy of becoming better. It's the belief that you are a work in progress and that progress is possible. And you don't have to build that belief overnight. You build it through small moments of integrity, through keeping promises to yourself, through showing up when it would have been easier not to, through doing the hard thing and realizing you can. Every time you take action, even if it's imperfect, you strengthen that belief. You prove to yourself, "I am not stuck, I am not fragile, I am capable." But belief doesn't live in your head, it lives in your habits. So if you want to start believing in yourself again, you need to act in a way that aligns with the person you're trying to become. Not someday, not when you feel ready. Today, even if your hands shake, even if your voice cracks, because every time you act in the face of doubt, you reclaim your power, you take the wheel back from fear, and little by little, you start to trust yourself again. It also helps to reflect on the evidence. We're often quick to remember our failures, but slow to honor our strength. So pause and ask, when have I overcome something hard? When have I surprised myself? What have I already made it through that I once thought would break me? That's your proof. Use it. Let it remind you that your current challenge is not the end. It's another chapter. And don't wait for others to validate your path. If you build your self-worth on applause, you'll always feel empty when the crowd is quiet. True self-belief is internal, quiet, steady. It's the voice that says, "Even if no one sees me yet, I know what I'm building." So I'll leave you with this. What would change in your life if you believed fully that you were enough to start, enough to try, enough to become? What doors would you walk through? What fears would you stop feeding? Your reinvention doesn't require perfection. It requires belief. And the moment you choose to believe in yourself, not blindly, but bravely, you don't just change your path. You change your identity. Because power isn't something you find. It's something you reclaim. 14. Building unshakable confidence to lead your reinvention journey. When people think about leadership, They often imagine someone standing on a stage, commanding attention, directing others. But the most important kind of leadership, the one that matters most during personal reinvention, is the kind no one sees. It's the leadership of the self, the ability to guide your own thoughts, choices, and actions with clarity, strength, and confidence. Because when you're reinventing yourself, there's no script, no manual, no one handing you a roadmap. You have to become the person who leads yourself out of confusion, who chooses direction in the dark, who creates momentum when no one is cheering you on. And to do that, you need confidence, not the loud, performative kind, but the deep, steady confidence that's earned through alignment. The kind that says, I may not know exactly what's ahead, but I trust myself to figure it out. This confidence isn't about pretending you have it all together. It's not about faking certainty. It's about knowing that even if you stumble, even if you doubt, even if the process gets messy, you won't abandon yourself again. But how do you build that kind of leadership confidence? It starts with taking full responsibility, not blame, not shame. Responsibility. The quiet but powerful recognition that your life, your habits, your growth, it's all in your hands, not your parents, not your bosses, not your pasts, yours. And that shift in mindset from why is this happening to me to what am I going to do with this is the beginning of personal leadership. It puts the steering wheel back in your hands. Even if the road is hard, at least you're driving. Next comes clarity. You can't lead without vision. So ask yourself, what kind of person am I becoming? Not what do I want to achieve, not what do I want to prove, but who do I want to be on the other side of this transformation? What do I want to stand for? How do I want to respond when life tests me? That clarity becomes your compass. It helps you navigate the distractions, the doubts, the setbacks. And every decision you make from that place, every time you choose integrity over ease, growth over comfort, you reinforce the belief, I can lead myself. And yes, there will be days when you feel off, when motivation disappears, when fear gets loud. That's where habits come in, routines, non-negotiables, the practices that keep you grounded when your emotions pull you in every direction. A true leader doesn't rely on mood to dictate action. They show up because they said they would. That's what builds self-respect. That's what turns fragile confidence into something unshakable. And remember, this kind of leadership doesn't mean going it alone. It means choosing your influences wisely, seeking feedback when needed, being humble enough to ask for support, but strong enough not to outsource your direction to others. You listen, but you lead. So ask yourself today, am I waiting for someone else to tell me who to become? Or am I ready to step into the role of my own leader? Because no one is coming to reinvent you. No one is going to hand you permission. That role belongs to you. And the moment you accept it, not with pressure, but with power, you start walking differently. You speak with more certainty. You make choices not from fear, but from vision. And little by little, you stop following old narratives and start writing a new one. Because the most powerful reinvention isn't when life changes you. It's when you take the lead and change your life from the inside out. Reinvention isn't about becoming someone else. It's about finally becoming who you were meant to be all along. It's a return to your strength, your clarity, your voice. And the path is never straight. It's not clean or perfect. It's messy. It's uncertain. But it's yours. You've now explored what it really takes to evolve, not just in your habits, but in your identity. You've looked fear in the eye. You've faced the inner critic. You've embraced failure, rewired belief systems, and stepped into leadership, not over others, but over yourself. And that's where the real power lies. This journey doesn't end here. Reinvention is not a finish line. It's a rhythm, a daily choice. Some days you'll feel powerful. Other days you'll feel like you've slipped backwards. But every time you choose to show up again, that's growth. Every time you choose alignment over approval, patience over pressure, action over fear, you are becoming. So if you take just one thing with you today, let it be this. You are not stuck. You are not behind. You are not broken. You are in process. And that process is working, even when it feels slow. You have what it takes. You always have. And everything you're searching for, clarity, confidence, freedom, purpose, it's already inside of you. It's not waiting on the outside. It's waiting for you to believe again, to act again, to rise again. So whatever you do after this episode, don't just think about change. Live it. One moment at a time. One decision at a time. One brave step at a time. Because your new life, it doesn't begin tomorrow. It begins the moment you decide it does.